Good morning. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. I'm Janine, and this is Get the Funk Out. Hope your week is off to a great start. Can't believe it's Wednesday already. Kicking off the first half of the show is Daphna Yakin, director and producer of Relative Control, starring Terry Polo. And I also have Charlene Davis, writer and executive producer, standing by. They teamed up on this great film, which is out now, or coming out soon. I'm going to find out the details. I've got the trailer on the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org, and they're going to share details with us now. Good morning. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
I love the film. Tell me about the idea for the film, when it came about.
Well, I guess that's a question for me. This is Charlene Davis. I experienced something similar to what's in the film as I was finishing my legal career in Delaware, and my parents were failing in health, and I had to undertake to juggle both my career demands and their increasing demands on my time and my emotions and my physical strength. What I experienced was both joyful moments, funny moments, sad moments, the whole spectrum of emotions during that process, as well as a tremendous amount of stress. But I thought that it would make a good story. And when I looked around, I didn't see many stories about women in that position, at least at the time, which was now 10 years ago that I started writing it. And that's what led to telling the story.
And I loved it. I thought it was, timeless, because we all go through this at one point or another, unfortunately. And I went through something similar with my dad, and you're running in so many directions. So, Daphna, how did you both know one another? How did you decide to direct and produce this film?
I was teaching at one of the universities and in Philadelphia, and one of the other professors that I was teaching with had said, hey, do you want to direct a narrative? I had been doing commercials and documentary features for years, but had never directed a narrative feature. And I said, of course. And he introduced me to Charlene. They sent me the script. I talked to her on the phone. I love the script. We met in person. And I think I related to the script so much because my mother had had a stroke. My father had already passed and had gone through something so similar. I was going through it at that time of reading the script. It was almost like living that, because my mother needed a lot of care, and she wanted to stay in place, but there was all those decisions of whether to go to a home, whether we could keep her in place, and
sure.
So I related to that script so well, and when I met Charlene, I was grateful that she decided that she wanted me to direct it.
Yeah, we were fortunate that Diane Heary of Heary and Loftus, a casting company located in Philadelphia, who do a lot of the casting for film in that area, she worked with us, and sent the script out to a number of actresses, including Terry, and Terry read it, and it had resonance for her, too, and also offered her an opportunity for a fairly significant role as a woman in her mid-50s, and her agents got back to us, and we were delighted to be able to bring her on board, and she does a tremendous job. As far as the other casting is concerned, Daphna and I think were both involved in the process, along with Diane, of course. And I think the end product was great. I was delighted with the cast.
Yes. It's a great mix of humor and, heartbreak and just what it's like to care for family. I had shared, years ago, almost 10 years ago, I can't believe it, my dad had stage 4 colon cancer, and I was flying back and forth, and then I was helping first to pack up their house in Connecticut, and it was like he was going through a range of emotions, and I just felt I could really relate to this film.
Well, we're finding that that's what people who have seen it feel as well. We were fortunate to be screened at the Sedona International Film Festival and the Rehoboth Beach International Film Festival. And so many people in the Q&As and afterward would come up and talk about how they could relate to various aspects of it.
Yes. Yeah, and I have to say, I haven't heard of very many films or any that have touched on this subject, which is so important. You want to talk a little bit about the film? I don't want to give too much away.
The film is about a very A-type personality attorney who is at the height of her career, and she's a single mom. She's about to take on one of the greatest sort of counts of her life in a case, and she's dealing with her accident-prone father and her going deaf mother, mm-hmm. and a son that doesn't have a job. So, as so many, she is sort of typical, except she does have the means, of the sandwich generation, which we now have like 30 million in this country. So it really is sort of typical of what's happening with over 30 million Americans right now. And Charlene did such a great job with the script and showing what Sarah, the character, has to deal with in trying to cope with her life at home, her life at work, mm-hmm. and two personalities. Because your parents, even when they get sick, as what's happening with her father, they still see you as their child.
Yes.
So that kind of, I think, with the title that she chose, Relative Control, is so perfect, because we don't have control, and it's such a difficult situation when our parents have to face getting older.
Right.
We all have to face getting older.
Yes.
And the help that we need and the difficulty it is between families, as you can note where the father talks about with the sister that we never see. So
right.
it's quite interesting in how the family handles the aging process.
Yes. I studied screenwriting here at UCI, and there are moments like when the dad would call and say, she'd get a message, it's an emergency, and I'm thinking, what, did the cable go out? because it's such a mix of funny, and you don't know whether it's the boy who cried wolf kind of deal, which was mentioned in the film. And it just really resonates as you get older and you're dealing with aging parents, yeah.
Yeah, because you have to respond. I mean, it was something where I remember when my mother had the stroke, I called my mother every day in the morning, and mm-hmm. we couldn't find her because she would never call us, different than the film. And I remember then having to call my rest of my family and go, has anybody heard from her? And they're like, oh, it's fine. And it wasn't fine. She
right.
lived alone and had a stroke. And so I think that it's really important that you feel like you need to, as you see Sarah in the film, respond to everything, because you just don't know.
You don't know. And it's a beautiful thing sometimes how our relationship changes, and it becomes something different.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's very challenging, which resonated with me in the film, but other times you see someone in a different light, or they see you in a different light as the caretaker.
Yes, and I think that in the film, Charlene just wrote so beautifully, because they do change, and at the same time, we don't change our essence. And so you see that arc of the characters and what they're doing and how they're doing it, from whether it's a change with her son, herself, mm-hmm. or her parents.
Right.
And then the people that it affects, that you work with, because I think that's a big difficulty that Charlene really showed, and why the work is so important here, is that with the sandwich generation, it's so difficult to separate that out, as we see in other TV shows, that separating work from your home life, because you have to take care of things, and that's what's really difficult, to be able to balance what's happening with your family.
Yes.
And still try to keep your career going. It's almost impossible.
Yes, definitely. And tell me, how did you cast the parents in this film, Relative Control?
Well, that's what was really... So Diane Harries was our casting director.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I work out of Philadelphia, and I've been here for years, and Diane's cast so many wonderful films in series in the area. And when we called her, she said, well, you know, her husband is an actor, and he was in The Mayor of Easttown, plays a real key role as Mayor's mother's love interest.
Okay.
And I've known Pat McDade for, over 20 years with teaching acting in town, and he's just such a wonderful actor. And we thought he was going to retire, and Charlene asked, and Dan Harry said, well, I think that Pat would be interested in this. And we were so grateful when Pat read the script, and it was up to him and Terry. They wanted to meet each other,
mm-hmm.
And they bonded immediately. And their chemistry on screen is fantastic. And to watch Pat, who's always been sort of this B actor, a supporting character, not so much a B actor, but a supporting
yeah.
character in so many films and series, just shine as the lead. He's amazing as the father.
So funny.
And the mom, played by Alice Shearer, his wonderful, and Kay, who's the character. And Alice Shearer was in soap opera. She's been in so many things. I just saw her in The Agency. She's always the supporting character, and she's just fantastic, experienced actress. She's fantastic.
I love it. So let's take a quick break, because I think Charlene has called back in, but I want to make sure it's not a telemarketer before I bring them on. So just stand by, and I'll bring you right back on, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll take a quick pause. You're listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. We have both of them back on right now. Okay.
Yes.
Excellent. Where can people see the film? What's the official launch date?
The film is going to be released on a number of digital platforms and cable stations, cable systems, on April 11th.
Okay, that's coming
just
up.
Coming up in a little over a week.
Next week, yeah.
It can be also pre-ordered with Apple TV.
Okay.
We're urging people to do that if they can. Place a pre-order before the 11th and view it on Apple TV.
Okay, great. And for people just tuning in, I want to fill you in. So I've been speaking with Daphna Yakin, director-producer of Relative Control, starring Terry Polo, and Charlene Davis, writer and executive producer of Relative Control. And if you head over to the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org, there's all the information about the film. I'm going to give a brief recap. A middle-aged type A attorney's life spirals as she juggles her handful of an ex-cop father, forgetful mother, unemployed son, a reignited romance, and a hostile takeover in the biggest corporate control battle of her career. I mean, there's so many issues at hand. And, you know, I could feel the stress of Terry as she's, you know, carrying this lead in an incredible way. What's wonderful is also the relationship between the lead and her son, and trying to have her, you know, some kind of romance, but you're focused on your work. And it just was so relatable. I feel like so many people will see themselves in this film.
Well, we're hoping that's the case. We are hoping that, or at least I am, and I think Daphne agrees with me, we're hoping that it will get some good exposure, because I do think that it addresses the number of issues that are facing people these days. The son who is trying to find a job in his field and isn't, the mm-hmm. father who is failing, the mother who needs assistance and juggling a career. When I was writing it, I realized that at the time, not many things had been written about the issues related to caretaking. And in particular, I thought that my generation was among the first of women who were out working in the workplace at the time when their parents started to need care. Mm-hmm. And that added a level of stress.
Sure.
It wasn't there before for women who were working in the home. So I thought it was something that deserved to be told. And it was not just my story. It was a story of millions of people right now.
Sure, sure.
And the interesting thing, I think, also, which we haven't talked about, is the fact that this is Charlene's third act, and that's what her production company is called. Charlene was a very successful attorney and managing partner in one of the largest firms in Delaware, and the fact that she retired to do this is such an amazing feat and
I
such
love
an
that.
Inspiration for people, because I'm also heading into my third act, and I'd not direct the feature narrative. So the idea mm-hmm. that Charlene had so much to draw from in her experience in life, and then started writing scripts.
It's so inspiring. I mean, Charlene, you know, a lot of people think, oh, I'm going to retire and maybe I'll just, you know, not focus on my career. But I love the idea of this nonlinear life, this journey. I see myself like that. And just saying yes to different things, it's so important.
For me, it is, certainly. I mean, many of people who want to retire and relax mm-hmm. and travel and that sort of thing. But I don't know. I've always been trying to pursue new vocations. I mean, I spent years working in social services and before I went to law school, and then practiced law for 30 years. So this transition was important for me, myself. And I also, it is a passion project. I've written three other scripts since then, but this one in particular was dear to my heart and a story that I wanted to tell.
I love it. Anything else you'd like to leave the listeners with about the film?
I just think that Terry Polo and like I said, the chemistry between Terry and Pat is fantastic. And that's such a job. Terry's in every single scene. Mm-hmm. He has so much to carry and in that time, and just does an incredible performance along with Pat and the rest of the team and the rest of the crew. They were just fantastic. We had just a great crew, great DP, Anthony Baronetto and John Napick, our editor. And so I think that all of that has made the film come together well.
I love that. I wanted to ask you, were there any moments when you were shooting this that were improvised, whether it was the mints or the chair? And that's all I'm going to say.
Charlene, do you want to start? Or do you want me to?
Yeah, well, I can start. I am grateful for the vision that that Daphna brought to filming the movie, because it's one thing to have it on a written page. Mm-hmm. It's another thing to translate that into action. And Daphna brought so much to the script and to the final product in her vision on how things should be blocked out and what the actor should be doing. There was some improvisation. Mm-hmm. Pat and Terry had a really good dynamic going, and I think that they worked off one another very well in certain scenes where they improvised. Daphna, you want to add?
Yeah, because we had such a short shooting schedule. It was like 14 days principal and 2-3 for pickups. And
whoa.
It was very fast.
Yes.
And so watching Terry, she's like, okay, we're going to do one with the script, and the second one, we'll just, you tell us where else to go, and we'll go. And so watching them do that kind
what
of improv, you know, really sticking to the script, and then doing a second take where they would, like, make suggestions.
Yes.
Or feel their own, because they really both felt the character and their relationship, which gave us some nice surprises, especially in some of the montage scenes where you see where there weren't any words. You'll see a couple montage scenes where he has Speedy, his scooter, and running around being dangerous on the call.
So
with
funny.
Speedy,
yeah.
Which is hysterical. But what Pat brought to that and the different things, he elements where we surprised us, and as a camera team, having to follow him in this small hallways was really fun.
Sure.
And the same with Terry when she went into a sort of depression scene that was just shocking us with some of her choices.
It's great. I loved it. Well, we do have to wrap up. Where can people find out more about both of you?
Well, there's a Facebook page for Relative Control, which has some information about Daphna and me.
And the team. And then on IMDb, of course, we have everybody's show on the film and screen there. And you know, follow the film Relative Control. We have on Facebook, and I think we're about to have an Instagram account. We'll see.
Fantastic.
And the trailer is out on multiple platforms.
Yes, and I put it up on the show blog.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much, really, for having us and for tolerating our phone experience.
It was perfectly fine.
Yes.
I really enjoyed it, and I hope to meet you both some point in the future, and congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you for having us.
My pleasure. Okay, that is a wrap for my conversation with Daphna and Charlene. We were talking about their film, Relative Control, which comes out next week on the 11th. You can watch the trailer. It's up on the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. You can learn more about the film and more about Daphna and Charlene and their background. Really interesting backstories of how they got to where they are now. This will be up as a podcast, and that'll be up within an hour after I wrap. If you're not familiar with KUCI, you can head over to our website, kuci.org. We have our complete schedule of public affairs shows, music shows, everything we have to offer. We are on socials at KUCI-FM. We'll take a break, and then we will be back. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.